And this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs. Caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Simla Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Friday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live to Real Women, Real Talk. Listen live Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9. We welcome you from all parts of the country on this Friday morning. Also want to let you know that you can reach out and connect with us not only via our website, but you can also, Lisa Campos got me on her iPhone. You can also connect with us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip it up with 71302. And if none of those things work for you, simply phone us, 318-445-5658. You know, on this Friday morning, a lot of people are really excited. We finally have gotten the kids back into school. We're finally getting into a routine. And can you believe it? It's Labor Day already, so the kids are going to get another break. We're going to get some reprieve. But until then, School buses are everywhere. School kids, school buses, school zones. You know the drill. Every single morning, we remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing at bus stops. Make sure that you're helping our bus drivers. You know what? They can't always vocalize the help that they need, but guess what? We've got a microphone big enough and loud enough to do it for them. You know what? We feel for our bus drivers. And those bus drivers are trying to get all of our kids to school safely, get themselves there safely, and watch out for others as well. So we can do them the courtesy of having some humility, slowing down, and make sure that we help those guys and ladies out that are bringing our kids to school in the morning. Also, you know, I know sometimes it's really, really tough. People are still trying to get into their little routines, and it can be tough. I know some mornings are hit or miss. Some mornings you're like right on point, and then other mornings it's like, ugh, you missed the mark. Well, no worries. If even though it's Friday, you know, and we feel good, we stopped at McDonald's this morning, as we often do for breakfast, and the girl there said, it's Friday. You know, it is the weekend, but sometimes we can still be a little bit off kilter. And if that's you this morning, I want you to stop right where you are, not literally, but sort of psychologically. Stop, breathe in deep, fill your lungs. Oh, blow it out. Sometimes you might have to do it a couple times just to give yourself that peace, that synergy, and say, you know what, I'm okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter how the morning starts. It's going to be a great day, y'all. It's Friday. It's Friday night football, high school football. Oh, yeah, it's the jamboree for most schools. Everybody is excited, and we are too. And I'm going to tell you, I can't wait to see what's going to happen throughout the state in football. Lots of people excited. The kids have been working hard all summer, and they get tonight to showcase what they're working with. So we're excited about a lot on this Friday morning, but we're also excited about Real Women, Real Talk. Y'all, it promises to be an incredible conversation. Stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you who's on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the day that we all love to love. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. This is a program that we are so incredibly excited about. If you're a senior and you're looking for someone to give back to, you're looking for a child to give back to and make the difference in their life, you can do that through Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. All you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260. 484-2260. Not only can you be instrumental in helping to shape a child's life, but you can also help yourself by getting stipends. That's money that they have available for volunteerism, as well as gas mileage. So please give them a call at 318-484-2260. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, serving and building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And I also want to remind you, as I'm talking about football season, LSU's opener is tomorrow night. The Jamboree is tonight. And if you're looking to get your little kids involved in football, no better way or place to do it than with AAA football. They are continuing registration this Saturday at Sinlaw Sports, located at 5615 Coliseum Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. It's a great program. Our son went through it, as do many kids. And one of the things that we love about it is they really don't turn away any of the kids. And at some junior high schools, unfortunately, all the kids don't make the team. You know, shame on them for that, but it gives those kids that may not be able to play in junior high school and even, I guess, in elementary school, it gives all of those kids the opportunity to really put on a uniform, learn the fundamentals of football, and get involved in team sports. And it doesn't get any better than that. You know, last night we were at Young David Christmas's Jamboree for ninth grade, junior high school, and JV. And I love one of the things that DC shared with Deuce after the game. He said, you know, it's all about team. and the team effort, DC. And one of the things that you said to him was, if the team is doing it, we all do it together, because that's what team is about. There is no I in team. And, you know, this is what I love as a parent about team sports. It helps kids to get in. It helps them to learn to share. It helps them to follow directions. And it just helps their lives. So it doesn't get any better than that. And as I said, you can go to Sinlaw Sports and get registered this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or you can phone Jody White, 318-446-0385, and he'll tell you how you can connect with AAA Sports. Once again, the number 318-446-0385. Now, also, if you're unable to make it on tomorrow to Sinlaw Sports, once again, you call his number, or you can connect with him on Thursday at the Big Island. And the Big Island is what, DC? That's where they're going to be having the tryouts, and it's over by City Park. And what they're going to be doing at that meeting is they're going to be putting together or assembling the teams, and that's going to be at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And next week, we'll try to remind you, we know a lot of people have really, really great plans for this weekend. They're going to be celebrating the long holiday weekend. Of course, we will be here on Monday, so we'll remind you again about that. But those are just a few of the things that are going on, and we hope that you get out, get involved, and support our kids. It doesn't get any better than that. Okay, switching gears. You know already, it's Friday, it's Real Women, Real Talk, and it's always an incredible conversation. And this morning, we're joined by Lisa Campo, our regular contributor to Real Women, Real Talk. Lisa Campo is an agent for American National Insurance, and we're also going to be joined by Teresa Bowie, who is also a regular contributor to the OPT Network. Lisa, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Absolutely. On Facebook and all of the networks. First of all, let's talk about how your school year is going. Have you gotten acclimated? Have you gotten your kids acclimated?
I would say yes. I'm kind of eager for the time change. Mm-hmm. Things are going really well. Everyone is getting synced. The time change, of course, is going to get us all in the house just a little bit earlier. You know, Chase is at the golf course till dark 30. Mm-hmm. He hits the door. It's dinner. It's a shower. It's homework till probably sometimes 10:30. But mm-hmm. he's got all of these things lined up, what he wants to do. He's committed to his golf game. And so, mm-hmm. you know, he's getting up and going ready the next morning. So I really can't complain. And then Cecily is, you know, crack-a-lacking through the first of her part of her senior year. It's going to go so fast. We've got homecoming gowns bought, and, you know, we're just waiting to see what the next 3 weeks brings. She's running for homecoming court. She's raised, I think, about $2,500 in her efforts for the campaign to, you know, and make Ash a better place. And mm-hmm. they have the girls on court running for court mm-hmm. or trying to get on the ballot for court. The girls have to raise money for the school.
Wow.
So I was really excited about that opportunity she decided to invest in and raise the money for the school. She wanted to make it a better place before she left.
Wow, that's powerful. And that's obviously something that you've instilled in her as a young woman.
I think both Craig and I have instilled that in our children. We work very hard to be active role models and involved in the community, mm-hmm. building a better community. We have tried to raise our children to understand that if you're active in your community, it's going to grow, and mm-hmm. you're going to reap the benefits and have a wonderful place to raise your children, schools for them to be involved. And it's just really important as a family that I think you are active in the community, always doing what you can to make it a better place.
And I don't know if many of us really even think about that, and it just gives me pause. And I hope that as women are listening this morning, that we really, really begin to instill in our kids the importance of volunteerism.
Yes, it's very important.
It is very important to helping shape our young men and our young women. It's so rewarding for them to see how to give back to others.
Well, and you know, they were little growing up when I was doing my time. I'd say doing my time. When I was the director with the Heart Association, I was not doing my time. It was such a blessed chapter in my life. They saw me working in the community, working with the CEOs of the community, encouraging people to donate only mm-hmm. monetary gifts as well as their time. They look at their dad. Craig has done so much in the golf community mm-hmm. here in Central Louisiana. We have a Junior Golf Association now, thanks to Craig and so many supportive parents in the community. it's just important to leave your mark and mm-hmm. to do things in the community that's going to have a positive impact on others. You know, when we're feeling down and we're thinking, you know, mm-hmm. if I disappeared today, no one would ever miss me. You need to think again. And we're all guilty of mm-hmm. that thought. Mm-hmm. All of us are. And I've tried mm-hmm. to let my children know that is a human natural thought. That's the devil working on you.
Mm-hmm.
However, you need to stop and realize each person and their actions have such a tremendous impact.
Mm-hmm.
And if your actions are mischievous, then it can have a negative impact. But your actions and your words, they have a huge impact in someone else's life every single day.
Absolutely. And this morning, that takes me to our conversation. We had Charles Marshall on the show this week, and we got great feedback from his book, The 7 Keys to Success. And one of the things that he talked about in the book is finding your purpose in life. And so many people really emailed us, Facebooked us, and said, you know, that really made me think about where I was in my life. And so this morning, I kind of want to focus on where we are in our lives and how we get so caught up in life that we really forget about why we're here and what we're here to do. And so when we really, really stop and think about why we're here, what is our real purpose? I mean, we go through jobs, we go through careers, we go through life, but have we really stopped to find, and you and I have talked about that place of peace, stopped, gotten quiet, and said to ourselves, and how we do this, why am I here? What is my mark for the world? And when we find out as mothers and dads, I think it helps us to help our kids to figure it out, help our kids to learn how to dream. And so, do we need to go to break here, DC? Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a break here, but when we come back, Risa will join us, Lisa Campo will join us, and we're gonna be talking about finding out what's really important in life and how to get on the journey to making those things happen. Stay on point, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and who knows what else we'll be talking about. You gotta come back and see. Stay with us, we're back after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, McDonald's of Alexandria, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, City of Alexandria's Diversity and Action Program, Get Wired Satellites. Don't forget about the best wiring, the best channels, HD for life, plus more, 318-767-2220. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number for Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. And this morning's conversation, Lisa, it's going to be a little bit deeper because I want us to go deep in thinking about where we are in life. And this year, as we were ushering in a new year, I really heard the voice of God say, ask the people, who are they, why are they, and where are they? Who are you? Why are you here? And where are you in the process? And during the break, I was asking you about purpose. And I was saying, have you really ever thought about the things that you're really here to do? And you said what?
I think we all spend a lot of time thinking about what our purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as much time as we spend thinking about what our purpose is, we spend that much more time distracted by our daily responsibilities and our daily worries. And we allow, in my opinion, I have allowed the devil to manipulate me into such a tizzy that it's nothing but grinding
a tizzy. I haven't heard that word in a minute, a tizzy.
You know, there's cussing, there's screaming, there's slamming doors, there's teeth grinding, there's sleepless nights, there's hot flashes, there's all these things that, and he's just sitting back loving it. And one of the things I said to you was, I said when I left my past careers, that was the 8-to-5 stuck to the desk job, I said, Lord, if you can give me this opportunity, I'm going to make more time for you.
Talking about the opportunity to start your own business.
Start my own business, work independently, meeting with clients to where I had first priority, the Lord and my husband and my children. Lord, I'm going to make more time for you. I'm going to make more time for myself, as my body, to exercise and make myself, you know, stronger for my family. I'm going to make more time as a mother and a wife. I'm going to cook every night. I'm going to keep my house cleaner. All these things I had promised. Well, in this last year, and I'm just realizing this, like in the last 3 or 4 weeks, in this last year, I've accomplished all of those things except the last thing that I have made more time for is the Lord. And I'm coming into this really weird And I say it's weird because I'm used to being constantly like a chicken with her head cut off running in a circle. I'm coming into this really weird, calm area of the storm, I guess you could say. And what I'm feeling is, you know, the oil that keeps my engine running. I've been like an engine running on gridlock with not enough oil, and it's just constant hot rubbing. Now that I've made more time for the Lord in my life, which should be all of our purpose.
Absolutely.
This sense of smooth calm. It's like, it was just not working. And what I feel is the more time I make for Him, and I'm not talking warm in the pew more. Now, yes, I have made more time to get to church. However, just in my daily thoughts and prayers, it seems to be making a little bit more time for Him has added some calmness to my daily routine of nothing else has changed. No one else has swooped in and said, hey, Lisa, I'm going to haul your kids and cook your meals and do your laundry and take the dog and what. No one else has stepped in and said, I'll do that. Now, my husband's a great team partner for me, but my responsibilities haven't changed. My financial struggles have not changed. And let me tell y'all something while we have mentioned that little word, financial struggle. Everybody has it.
Absolutely.
And the minute you think someone doesn't, you think I'd like to walk in their shoes, you better rethink again. Never wish for someone else's life. And we're all guilty of that.
Absolutely. So, Risa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And so this morning, Risa, we're talking about purpose and being purposeful and living life on purpose and figuring out, especially for women who we have so many things that we're carrying. We're carrying, you know, the workload if we're working. We're carrying our families, you know, our responsibilities in that. And just life and doing all of these things. And I was reading a book and then I was reading an article that has really been talking about and focusing on purpose. And I'm just trying to get a feel for where we are in purpose and living life on purpose and understanding who we are, why we're here, and where are we in the process. How do you weigh in on that this morning?
Well, I think that the first thing is learning contentment. We have to be content in whatever state that we're in. For me, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a minister, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter. I have to be comfortable with those roles first. Because whether I'm walking in my purpose or not, I have to be comfortable and content and successful in those roles first and foremost, because those are my priority. I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed with trying to figure it out. What am I supposed to be doing? What am I called to do? And it's a struggle. And it brings tension, it's stress and anxiety. That's unnecessary. But sometimes we just have to stop and breathe and say, you know what, God, I know that you created me for something, and you created me to be a wife. You created me to be a mother and all of the things that I am today. And when it's time in the season, you'll reveal to me what's next and when it's time to move forward.
Wow. And Lisa, you're shaking your head. Why?
Yeah, you know, because I'm listening to what she's saying. And I know I always refer to the situation as a mom. I guess I really don't know any other way, although I do recognize there are other people in the world that are living not as a role model to children that they are, you know, having an impression on. And guys, when we're spinning out of control and that anxiety is so high, that's exactly what we're breeding into our children.
Absolutely.
That frame of mind. And we have said this before on the show, we, the mother, it's like my big fat Greek wedding. The husband may be the head of the family, but we're the neck. We're the muscle that turns that head. We in the home, we set the beat, we set the tune. If your husband and children come in and you are a crazy woman, frantic, angry, anxiety through the roof, they're going to be, you know, walking on eggshells. If you they come in and they see you in the kitchen or wherever, happy, doing your thing, hey guys, how's your day? You set that tone. It's like looking in the mirror. You want to see something look good, put the effort into it to see the reflection you want.
And so, Risa, you talked about being content where you are and the things that you've called that you're called to do. But then beyond that, how do we get to, okay, God, I'm here. You know, so many people I speak to literally on a daily basis that are in places, jobs that they don't want to be in. And they're really, really trying to step out of that place and into the thing that they're called to do, but really are held back by fear, by uncertainty,
Comfort.
Comfort and unknowing. And so I want to get really down to how we figure it out. So many people are trying to figure out why.
I think that's the thing. We should stop trying to figure it out.
Ooh.
You know, David didn't, he didn't want to be in the field. He didn't want to be a slave. However, it was necessary. Sometimes the process is necessary to get to the promise. So we got to stop trying to figure it out. It's too stressful. Your purpose and the destiny that God has for you, it's not revealed. It's unknown right now, and it's for a reason.
Mm.
And so if we just breathe. And I'm learning mm-hmm. that. I'm learning in my walk, in my life, Teresa, it's not that serious. You know, it's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we put so much pressure on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be doing this. I need to figure out what I'm going to do. I need to know the next move, the next step. I need to plan for it. And we don't have to.
And, you know, I think it's like Lisa Campos said earlier. She said, you know, everybody has challenges with something. And if you're if you're living at some point, you probably have had some challenges financially. And all too often do we look at other people's lives, especially on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, all these mediums that we follow. And we kind of put that yardstick up and we say, gosh, look at that house. Look at that car.
Look at the house, but we don't know the story behind the house. And we see the car and the vacations, but we don't know. You know, you might have had to sell dinners and cupcakes. You know,
the unspeakable.
We want to be in Central Pay, but we don't know how you got there.
Well, and you know, we're all saying,
why are you there? Uh-huh. You know, it's the all-inclusive trip, and honey, I can't spend a dime.
I gotta go eat at McDonald's in Central Pay.
Yeah, you know,
exactly. But you're absolutely right. We see those facades because people show us what. I know we show what we want people to see. And in my ministry, I try to let one of the platforms of my ministry, I always walk with transparency. And I always tell people that I minister to, it's very, very important to be transparent. Because when you're not, you're putting on a facade that's unattainable.
Ooh.
People are looking at you like, wow, she's made it.
Mm-hmm.
She's here where I want to be. I'll never get there because I'm not on her level. But little do you know, I fall on my knees on my face at night.
Wow.
So I think it's so important to just be real and transparent with everyone and allow your story to help someone else.
Wow, powerful. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Hold those thoughts, y'all. We've got to take a break, but we're back with much more. Stay with us right after this.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, J&J Exterminating. Listen, don't forget about those termites and those pests. You can phone J&J Exterminating. They come out absolutely at no cost to you, your home or your business. They're located throughout the state. You can start here at 318-448-4000. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. I mean, committed to excellence, dedicated to excellence in serving the community, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. This morning, we're joined by Lisa Campo and Teresa Bowie. And you know, I love all of the women that join Real Women, Real Talk every Friday because they are all always so insightful. And I was sharing with them during the break an article that I read by a lady by the name of Agape. It doesn't get any better than that, huh? Agape Stainopoulos. And this is some of what she wrote. And I guess this is what prompted me to want to talk about it and think more about it. She says, in part of the article, how can I find my purpose? That's a question she gets asked a lot from people who are successful. She asks people who are successful. She asks people who are unemployed, who are happily married, people who are single. The gamut just goes on and on and on. And she says, a lot of people say, I don't feel connected to my purpose. And she says, I like to think that our purpose is our individual calling. It doesn't have to do with our accomplishments or our resume. It's deeper than that. She says, it connects us to our heart's pulse. And when I read that, I said, wow, our heart's pulse. And then she went on to say, when you find it, it adds meaning to whatever you do, and it helps us to feel a true sense of success. But not talking about Risa and Lisa, success in terms of dollars and cents. And don't you think that that's where we all miss it? Because we're sort of voyeurs. We're looking now, we live in a world where we can see what others are doing. We can see what others are acquiring. We can see what kind of home they have. And then we can go a step further. We can look into their home and we can see how their home is furnished. We can see what kind of tile or marble or countertop. You know, we can see all of these things. And sometimes I think we equate quote unquote things with success, which is really not necessarily true, is it?
Absolutely not. And like the author said, it's not about, it is about our heart and our passion and what fulfills us as individuals. And as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about the people on Wall Street that resign, or the people on Capitol Hill that they just quit. They can't do it anymore. And we look at their lives like, wow, if I had that job, you know, but if it's not fulfilling,
right,
it doesn't matter where you are financially and what material things you have. Sometimes I think that your purpose can be, I think one of you said it, it could be being a mom, or it could be being a wife and nothing else. And for me, I found my purpose in ministry, but I had to go through some things to get there. So my advice to people that are still looking for that avenue of purpose, just keep breathing. Keep living. Because something is going to happen along the way that's going to be a direct connection between you and what you're destined to do.
And, you know, Charles and I were talking this week, his book, Seven Keys to Success. And one of the things that we, and one of the people that we talked about was George Mueller. And he was German, and he started helping orphans. And he helped and saved more than 10,000 orphans in his lifetime. But he had a vision to be in ministry. And what we came up with and what I was able to surmise from his story is that he served his way into his calling. Now, is this a decisive conversation? I don't think that it will be, Lisa, but it's a conversation that I hope will make not just women, but anyone listening really begin to ask themselves the question about purpose and living on purpose. What do you have within you that the world needs, or that the community needs, or that your church needs, or that your family needs, or that someone else needs, but you have it within you, and it has to be birthed out of you?
Well, you know that after all the conversations we've had, that I've got all these multiple personalities in my mind. And so right now they are all trying to speak over one another, because what they have to say is more important than the other one. So you see me frantically over here making these notes, because there's...
Well, which one are we going to tell? Which one's going to talk first?
Well, there's a couple of things. Okay. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you who's talking first, because, you know, it's not important. But one of the things when Risa said earlier, she said about how before break, she said, we see these people and we're like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at their house. Okay, time out on that first.
Okay.
We don't want to be looking at their house and being envious. You need to look and say, look at their home. What am I doing? Is my house a home? Am I giving my husband and children a home? Or are we just living in a house? Because, baby, if everybody can have a house, but very few people can have a home. And that's a gift in itself, straight from God, to be able to look and say, what a beautiful home we have here.
And to have within that home a sense of peace, a sense of joy, a sense of love. And so, but that's where we, I think, as women, we start to pull out the tape measure.
Yes.
And we measure that we're not there yet. And,
well,
and we you know, and we start to look at those things.
We have this misperception, in my opinion, of the Lord. Okay? This is what my brain is seeing. If I was to get in a wreck, and I was to be, for instance, in the operating room and you know, critical condition, and you're waiting there for me in the waiting room, right? Carlette, Risa, y'all are waiting to hear from the doctor. The doctor comes out, and he's going to tell us X, Y, Z, and A, B, C, and this is the game plan, and this is the outcome. I sometimes think that I think the Lord should be communicating with me that way. Okay, Lord, I'm going to lay all these problems out in front of you on the table. Now, come on, tell me. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want to know how the bills are going to be paid. I want to know what's going to make A connect to B. How are my ends going to be? I am like, I'm waiting for these detailed instructions
that we wait for, like, you know, in a critical situation, because mm-hmm. you said earlier, in our critical situations, we need to just stop and be still and listen for him. Mm-hmm. But we're waiting for someone to come through two double doors and scrubs and give us the exact plan mm-hmm. of what he has in store for us. And that's not how it works.
But if you think about it and really, really be honest, if we're honest with ourselves, we know in our head what we want. We mm-hmm. just want God to confirm it for us. And I had that conversation with my husband the other day. I said, when you pray for something, God is going to do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
A lot of times we pray, Lord, I want this house, that one right there mm-hmm. on the hill with the picket fence. But he has another one on the other side of town that he wants. And then he's like, I answered your prayer, but we're still not content.
Yeah. Right.
So we get what we want.
But it's
so
on his time, that, right, not ours. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing.
So sometimes we have to let go of self and truly be guided. And I think that also just in our purpose, in our walk, in our journey, we have to know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm looking at you and everything that you have and I want it, I'm thinking that these things will fulfill me and they will give me an identity. And if I can just be content with Teresa, what she has, mm-hmm. who she mm-hmm. is, and the direction that she's going, then I'll go in the direction that God has for me instead of me getting wrapped up into
right.
everything around mm-hmm. me, just being comfortable with who I am.
And let me just say this, because I think this is really critical. Sometimes we pray for what we think we want. We pray for what our flesh wants.
Our eyes see.
Or you see, and that's really your flesh. Mm-hmm. I want that. My flesh wants that. And you think that that is going to make you content. And then if you get that, you'll see, okay, I need something else, because your flesh wants it. And what I'm learning on this journey to purpose and living a purposeful life is that what I want is not always what God wants for me. And I said this to DC the other day. I said, you know, because I was praying about this big thing, and I've been praying about it for a long time. And when it didn't happen the way that I thought it would happen, I was very disappointed. And I really, after DC and I talked about it, I really understood that I don't want today anything that God doesn't want me to have. I don't want to get out of God's timing with what my flesh is desirous of. Because when I do that, it's not going to end up the way that I hope that it will. And so if we can just, like Lisa and I have been talking, we've been having these conversations, if we can just stop in the course of our day, our week, our month, our year, if we can just stop and carve out that place of quiet. And I was reading an article about this, where people just go away, they take away their cell phones, they take away everything, and quiet is a trip. Have you ever really just sat in quiet? I mean, nothing. And I did this the other day. DC was getting Deuce from practice. They were away. I just sat in my house in quiet. Are we stopping to just listen, not to talk? Not to say, God, this is what I need. This is what I want. You know my bills need to be paid. You know I need this. You know I need. But just to listen. And then when you start to listen, you start to have those revelatory moments where God can really speak into your spirit. And then she says in the article, you ask, what am I here to learn?
See, I think everyone's quiet might just be a little different. And the reason I say that is because...
Lisa, quiet is quiet.
No. Because, you know, the goddesses are not going to shut up.
The voices in your head.
The voices in the head. And I'm sorry.
But you have to find a way to quiet them, though.
And I have.
Yeah.
So, like, when I do my quiet time,
mm-hmm.
I have found that if I turn on K-Love,
mm-hmm.
they will either sing along or just go to sleep if they're not interested. And I'm serious, y'all. Am I not the only person that constantly has all of these?
No, I think.
Okay,
I think
so
everybody has.
Not
that.
Have quiet time, because if I have quiet time, the girls will not shut up, and they'll be going in 100 different directions of, you should have done this. It could have been better this way. No, you're wrong for that. And I'm going, oh my God, please stop. Someone's got to find some peace,
mm-hmm.
and that someone is me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, my thing is, I'll turn on K-Love. So I did it the other day. I had going through my surround sound in the house. I was getting my work done, and.
So praise and worship is what calms
me. That me or some kind of music. I've got the chimes and all the feng shui music going on my phone. That calms me and shuts mm-hmm. the girls up because mm-hmm. whether they like it or don't like it, they'll either go to sleep or they're home alone, whatever. But it just kind of puts everything calm in my mind. And, I mean, it's just too much chatter for mm-hmm. me to focus. Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of us have that.
I hope so.
No, you always have that voice saying, oh, that was so stupid. Why did you say
that? You gonna eat that?
Or you ate that, or you did.
Come on, eat that candy bar.
You know, how do you, Risa, find your place of calm and your place of peace to just hear what the next thing is that you're supposed to learn, what you're supposed to teach? She talks about learning. She talks about teaching. She talks about overcoming. She talks about what we're here to complete. And then she talks about exactly what we're doing here this morning. What am I here to express?
I write a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lisa, music helps me. Praise and worship puts me in a zone of my own,
mm-hmm.
and it just allows my spirit to be open
mm-hmm.
and receptive to whatever God has to say to me. And just talking about purpose, like Lisa, my head is going in a million different directions. For me,
Are those goddesses in your head right now?
It's a bunch of Teresa's.
Admit to it.
It's a bunch of
okay,
Teresa's.
Let me do this. Let me take a break while we get all the goddesses together and jot down what they're saying and what they're here to express this morning. Hey, everybody, it's an amazing morning of real women, real talk. You're on point. We've got to take a break. It's a quick break. We're back after this. Stay with
fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71,
Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish. This morning on Real Women, Real Talk, joined by some great women, Lisa Campo, Risa Bowie, and we're talking about purpose. And we're talking about why we're here, who we are, where we are, and where are we in the journey. And during the break, man, Risa had an incredible, incredible story. And Risa, you got to share that.
So I wasn't going to share this, but
she wasn't going to share
it. Auntie Carlette insists that I share it. I was just saying that for me, I just knew I was going to be an attorney. Mm-hmm. That my mom told me I was going to be an attorney. My husband still tells me I should have became an attorney.
Uh-huh.
I went to college, and somehow I just kind of fell off.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't graduate. My friends, they set out for what they were going to do. They graduated. They're walking in their purpose, and here am I. I ended up having a baby and finding my husband in college.
Mm-hmm.
And
why do you say it like that?
Because at
did
the
you
time,
you saw it as failure as a time?
Mm-hmm. At the time, and I went into, a lot of people don't know, I was depressed for many, many years because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I had failed myself, I failed my parents. This is just my life and where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stayed in Natchitoches for some years, and the story is when Katrina hit, I took a family of five into my small apartment.
Wow.
We
now keep in mind, y'all, we're talking about Katrina. We're talking about a family of five that they go to the Welcome Center. She and James, her husband, a family that they don't know. And so you just say,
well, we went to bring some clothes to the Welcome Center at about 11:30 one night. We drove from Natchitoches to Alexandria to the Welcome Center. The Holy Spirit said, you're going to bring somebody home. I thought it was going to be
one
maybe
person,
a single mother and a child.
Okay.
But when I got there, I found the woman, and she had a baby. I said, that's it. That's her. I go up to her. I said, hello, my name is Teresa. I live in Natchitoches. I know you don't know me, but I'm willing to offer my place to you just for you to lay your head, and we can figure it out in the morning.
Wow.
She said, okay. Because she kind of looked at me like I was crazy at first.
And like then
she told me, she said, you know what? I've been on the bus for 12 hours, and every time we stopped, they told us that's where we're going to stay, and then we would have to start over again. I'm tired.
Wow.
So I'm excited, and I go, and I tell James, I was like, I found her.
Uh-huh.
She was like, wait, I need to go get my husband and my other two kids.
And your face went.
And I'm like,
crickets.
Okay, God. Yeah, you're just going to have to make it work. That family became my family. They stayed with us for 4.5 months.
So this is a family, a husband and wife with three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They lived with us in our apartment for 4.5 months. And as the years went by, they ended up going back to New Orleans, and we kind of lost contact. But I think of them all the time, and I will forever cherish those memories. But that's when I realized my purpose wasn't to go to Natchitoches to finish school. My purpose was to go to Natchitoches to be there.
Wow.
That's where
right.
I ended up bringing the family, and I found my calling for humanitarianism.
Wow, divine appointment.
Yeah. So sometimes It's those things in life that you go through, you don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense. People think that you're crazy. I felt like Noah when Noah was like, I'm building an ark. Mm-hmm. And people were like, this man is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
It ain't
like,
no rain out there.
I would bring them home, and my mom and my parents were like, who are they? And I'm like, oh, we had picked them up at the Welcome Center, and now they're living with us. And yeah, and people were like, wait, what?
Uh-huh.
It made no sense to anybody. It didn't even make sense to me when God gave me the revelation, but I'm so thankful. And if I would have been disobedient,
right,
I wouldn't have found that calling. I wouldn't have been able to connect with my purpose. And knowing that I know that I have the compassion of Jesus. I know mm-hmm. that I do. And it's not to just feel for people. It's to actually put my hands in the dirt and go and work for
right.
And it took that to get there, Lisa. You have goddesses, and I picked up strangers.
I know.
We both on the same page.
What the weirdest thing for me is I'm sitting here watching you tell this story, and I'm having a deja vu while I'm watching her tell
wow.
this story.
Wow.
That's what just really freaked me out bad.
Wow.
It's like I've heard her tell me this before.
But you hadn't heard
her.
I
know. I've never known this. I mean, wow. I've only met her two other times, mm-hmm. I think, at the station here.
Wow.
So, you know, it's.
And that's what I love about this. It's women coming together. We may know each other. We may not know each other. But we're all more alike than we are different. And that is a moment. And the reason why I wanted Risa to share that is a moment in purpose, how we can look at our lives. And then you look at someone else's life that seems way better, way more prosperous, way everything, more than yours. And you can forget about your purpose, your destiny while you're here. What would have happened? And see, these are the questions that I don't want to know. What would have happened if you wouldn't have been obedient and you wouldn't have gone to the Welcome Center? You know, because the selfish side could have said, look, we live in a very small apartment.
Or the logical side could have said,
right.
You can't pick up strangers.
Exactly.
But the thing that was going through my mind is, what if it was me? Because it can be at any moment.
Absolutely.
And every time I help someone, I always say, it could be me. It could be me and my family. I could be in this situation. Teresa, you have to do something.
Absolutely. Y'all, the questions are really serious this morning. Why am I here? What am I here to teach? What am I here to overcome, complete, or express? That's what we're talking about on Real Women, Real Talk. Got to take a break, but we're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's been a quick morning. It's 8:50. I'm just looking at the clock. Boy, how time flies. Today, of course, is Friday, August the 30th. We're joined by Risa Bowie, Lisa Campo. And you know what? Every single Friday that we have these conversations, I always walk away just a little bit better. And we hope that you do as well. This morning, we're talking about, I guess, even bigger than purpose, how to live a purposeful life. And we were laughing at Risa during the break. She wants to open a soup kitchen. And I said, you know what? That is the heart of God. That is the heart of a humanitarian. I mean, not everybody like thinks of doing that. And I think that you said something powerful during the break about how you get to purpose. Remember what you said? You said
you don't find purpose. Mm-hmm. It finds you.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't, it was destined for me to go to Natchitoches. I thought I was on one track, but God said he wanted something else out of that. And I got it. And I think that with me, I know that I'm a humanitarian, but I didn't go looking for opportunities to make that happen for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just lived, and I was a willing vessel. I was obedient to what God told me, and I opened up my heart to receive and work and walk in that, and that's what you do. And I think that sometimes life will take you in a totally different direction than what you had for yourself. And sometimes we miss that purpose because we're so stuck on what we have planned and what we want to do that we're resistant to what God is saying. No, I have something totally different. And if you just follow me, it's going to be more fulfilling and more beneficial to anything that you could have ever imagined.
Wow. And you know what, Lisa, for you, what is this morning? You know, when you said that, Risa, it was like you were in deja vu. It's like how I got in front of this microphone came back to me about how I got here. I didn't find it. It really found me. My purpose and what I believed was so much, it didn't look like this.
Well, you know, I've been taking notes because my brain won't keep up. I'm sorry. I try hard, but it just doesn't. You know, and I'm going back and I'm looking at, say, Agape said, you know, find your purpose. What is your purpose? And one of the things that you read aloud was connects to your heart pulse.
Wasn't that powerful?
What connects you to your heart pulse? Well, for me, it automatically makes me think of my husband and children. They connect me to my heart pulse. I believe that ultimately their happiness and well-being is my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said something to me the other day that just, it brought me to my knees because, you know, I'm the worrier, the female in the family, you know. And he said to me, baby, we got what people can't buy. And so you have to focus on, and again, I'm going to go back to my 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
What I got out of that book is to learn to submit to the gifts that he puts in front of you.
Mm.
Okay, I got a whole lot of more out of 50 Shades than what most people just call
sex,
sex and mommy porn. It's really good reading if you can focus on what brought out to me was.
And there was nothing wrong with getting good sex out of that.
No, it was great sex. But what I will say is I learned to submit to the love that has been put into my life through my husband, through my children, to let go of all of the insanity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I was writing doing all of this, you know, y'all, we were laughing before the break, the goddesses and where did they come from? They came from this book, because when I read this part of her book about how she hears all these people, I went, oh my gosh, there are other people out there like me. And it made me feel normal. And I have to say, from reading this book, yes, from reading 50 Shades of Grey,
mm-hmm.
I actually started getting in connecting better with myself
mm-hmm.
as a human being, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a woman. Mm-hmm. I really started to learn that all these voices chattering in my head, they're real and it's okay. Other people are doing it. But when you said, what is your purpose in having this conversation? And I think I've known it. And we all know it. We just haven't had someone say it to us or mm-hmm. hear it. Guys, we already have our purpose within us.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to add the oil to your engine
mm-hmm.
to make it run smooth. Whatever the oil is for you.
You've got to figure that out.
You know, for me, I keep saying it's the love of my husband, the children, the Lord in my life.
Or maybe it's like Risa said, maybe you don't have to figure it out. Maybe we're trying too hard. Maybe we just have to.
Okay. When you say figure it out.
Right. That's us going to work and doing God's work, I think.
You're not going to get a blueprint of your purpose and gonna see, like I said, the medical example that I use. No one's gonna walk through the big swinging doors and say, here's the blueprint to your purpose. It's really, you've got to learn to reflect within.
And I think that's like what God told Abraham. He said, go and I'll show you. But I gotta read this. I got this from Sharia, thank you for being on point this morning. She said, you know, I was thinking, if you have to be like you, wait, she said, it's an amazing conversation. She said, I was thinking this, if I have to be like you or like someone else, then I'll miss out on God's purpose for my life. In other words, if I'm trying to live your life or if I'm trying to be like you, then I'll miss out on what God has for me. She says, the best way to spend your time in your life is to really just figure out, I guess basically what God has for you. The best way to spend your life is on that which will outlast it, and that's God's word. It's truth and it's transparency. And for me, I know that once I finally stop kicking against the pricks, as the word says, and I just relinquish control, because control is an illusion. You only think you have control, you never really do. Then I start to allow myself to just drift in my purpose. And what I found out about me is that my purpose is an encourager. And I love to encourage others. Go ahead, Risa.
And we need to be open to have many purposes. Mm-hmm. Jesus did. He had a purpose for several different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he fulfilled all of those. And it's the same with us. And God gives me, he shows me things in my mind to use to reference. And right now I'm seeing, you ever been in the country or in a field or even at an older house and you see these plants growing and you're like, oh, I didn't know it was roses there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know it was a tomato plant out in behind grandma's house, because the seeds were already there.
Right.
But in season, when it's time,
absolutely,
it will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are. Like Lisa said, it's already in us,
mm-hmm.
but in the season at the right
but
time
I love it.
Is
you,
when
it's
going
to
grow.
It's in you, but you it's may not you. Be able to see mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, it's not
when
going to flourish
until his
time.
When you see flowers in a field, you don't know that they're there. You
That's
don't
right.
know that those are roses or whatever it is. But when it's time,
right,
you're in awe because you're like, wow, I never knew that that was there.
Mm,
even with ourselves,
powerful.
It's there, but we never know until it's time.
Well, that is the best last word. Risa Bowie, you're always so revelatory, always so insightful. Lisa Campo, you're always so real. You guys just bring it. Thank you guys so much for sharing your life,
question,
your thoughts, and yourself with us right here this morning. Thank you guys so much. Hey, everybody, thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We know you're getting revved up for the Labor Day weekend, but guess what? We're going to see you right back here, and we're going to be giving those people that do have to go to work
Momentum on Momentum Monday. Have a great and a safe weekend. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember this. It starts with you and it starts with me. Remember, live a purposeful life today. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Hey, y'all, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.